Fundamentally, if people understand that the source of human experience is within you, joy or misery, agony or ecstasy, pleasure or pain, everything comes from within. If you understand this much, if I understand, suppose right now I think I'm miserable because of you, there's no solution for my life, isn't it? Because all you have to do is walk in front of my home, I will become miserable. So simple it is. You don't have to kill me, you just have to walk around in front of me. I will die within myself every day. If I understand the source of my joy and misery are within me, then you know what's the obvious choice. So this one fundamental thing has to get across to all the human beings on this planet. Your experience is entirely determined by you. This is what the word karma means, unfortunately. It's become something else here. Karma means action. That means when we say your life is your karma, we are saying your life is entirely your making, 100%. What happens in the world, there are many, many forces involved. What happens within me, it's 100% me, 100%, isn't it? If you don't take charge of this, then you're an accidental life. When you're an accidental life, anxiety is very natural. Natural, isn't it? Suppose you're driving accidentally, that is, you don't know what's happening and you're simply somehow going, anxiety is natural or no?
Yes.
Any accidental moment creates anxiety. So this is why consciousness means this, that you have taken charge of the instruments of life, which on most fundamental level is our physiological and psychological space. You've taken charge of this. Now your health, your happiness, your joy, your ecstasy, your misery, everything is in your hands. You exercise them as you want. See, pain is physiological, it's there. If there's no pain, most people would not even know how to protect themselves. See, just because there's no pain in this, see what all you've done to it. See, there's no pain in this. So that's why you took it off. If there's no pain in your nose, maybe you would have taken it off. Because there are many advantages. You will take in about 22% extra oxygen if you just remove this one thing, contraption. Wherever there is no pain, people are messing with it like crazy, isn't it? They call this hairstyle, they call it so many things.
Yeah.
Suppose there was no pain in the entire body in Los Angeles, people would pull out their stomach bag and you think they wouldn't do it?
No, I think probably not.
Only pain is helping them to preserve themselves, isn't it? So pain is good. There's no physiological pain, most people would not know. If there was no pain, almost everybody would have cut themselves off in the name of fashion, they would have cut themselves into ribbons. So pain is a good thing physically, because that is your preservation, self-preservation mechanism. But suffering is something that you do in your mind. So pain that happens in your body, you take it in your mind and multiply it 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, depending on how capable you are or how stupid you are, and suffer it 1,000,000 times over. Right now, most human beings are like this. What happened 10 years ago, they can still suffer. What may happen day after tomorrow, they already suffer. They are not suffering life. They think they are suffering life. They are not suffering life. They are suffering the two most fantastic faculties that human beings alone have, a vivid sense of memory and a fantastic sense of imagination.
Do you have practices to keep yourself so open and so joyful?
Life? Life is an openness. Death is closing, isn't it? Death is a closure. Life is a possibility. If you're just alive, everything is open. Tell me, can you be alive? Suppose you don't like me. So you don't want to inhale what I exhale. Stop breathing and exist for some time, let me see, possible?
Yes.
Without breathing?
For a little while.
How is little, how much is little for you?
To hold my breath?
Yeah.
I don't know, 30 seconds?
10 seconds, 10 minutes?
Definitely not 10 minutes.
So I'm saying, if you don't like me, your dislike will not go away in 30 seconds, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Suppose I hate you, I don't want to breathe, inhale what you exhale. I will die within myself, isn't it?
Yes.
This all people are doing to themselves. I like this guy, I don't like that guy, this is somebody I love, that's somebody I hate, this is belongs to me, this doesn't belong to me. They're just killing themselves, step by step. They are planning to die in installments. If you want to live, here you are. You must make up your mind whether you want to live or you want to die. You want to know the certainty of death in life. This is called belief, this is called belonging, this is called identification, because you are trying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Trying to find the certainty of death in the seamless process of life.
Why do you think that depression and anxiety, suicide are so rampant right now?
The survival process has become easier than ever before. Believe me, in the morning if you need a bucket full of water, if you had to walk a mile to the river to get one bucket of water, and your family needed 25 buckets of water, you would have no time to mess yourself. Now you have a lot of time to mess yourself because our survival is better organized than ever before. Another thing is, most human beings do not know how to manage their biochemistry without physical activity. I have seen a whole lot of people, particularly teenage boys and girls between the ages of 12 and 16, who come to me with some severe, violent problems within themselves. If you leave them like that, they may kill themselves or kill somebody else, they're in that kind of state. Many of them have even killed their parents, you know, it has happened all over the world. And in 2017, when I came to know that in India, which is not so much suicidal in that sense because there's a huge family support and stuff like that. In spite of that, in 2017, 18,600 children below 18 years of age committed suicide, out of which 7,200 are below 15 years of age. So 12, 13, 14 year olds who must be bubbling with life are wanting to take their own lives. Why? Obviously, we're doing something fundamentally wrong with the society, isn't it?
Yes.
Our goals and our stupid ideas of what is success is driving them nuts. Because we are trying to use our children like racehorses. See, when you understand life as a race, if you're in a race, what's the objective? You must reach the finish line quick, isn't it?
Yes.
What is the finish line of your life?
Death.
There you have it. This may not be a conscious process, but life within you is understanding it like that. Right now, if you make yourself miserable, you must understand you are sending a message to every cell in the body that I don't want to live. You might not have articulated it in your head yet, but when you become miserable, you notice suddenly your body seems heavy and it's like, doesn't want to get up from this chair. Have you seen this?
Yes.
When you're happy, you're willing to bounce at everything and do everything, bend backwards if necessary. Why this is happening is the message has gone to every cell in the body, this guy wants to die. They're all thinking, okay, what can we do to help him? But by then, of course, you'll recover. So you want to die, you want to live, you want to die, you want to live. The body is getting confused because you must understand this is a very intelligent body. It's taking instructions from you. Every cell in the body has enormous sense of memory and intelligence. If you keep sending wrong messages, if they act, you're dead. Because you're sending contradictory messages, you're not dead, you're half dead. You can give it any number of exotic names. Essentially, you have turned your intelligence against yourself. This is supposed to work for you. but now you've turned it against yourself, it's working against you. Obviously, joy is first, then growth. If you're joyful constantly and you have no fear of suffering because you understand all human experience comes from within you, and so you have managed to create the kind of experience that you want, now growth is possible unbridled. If you have the fear of falling down and suffering, you will not go very high, isn't it?
So how do you work through that? How do you help people on that path?
Many ways to look at it. One of the simplest ways to see it is all human experience has a chemical basis to it. Right now, let us say you're joyful. If you look at your chemistry, it'll be in a certain way. Let's say you are miserable. If you check your chemistry, it'll be in a completely different way. Now we have a technology that with which you create a chemistry of blissfulness. So my chemistry is blissful, doesn't matter what's happening. The drama around me is happening in so many different ways, but this is a privilege that I've kept for myself. Me being joyful or miserable, me being peaceful or disturbed, these privileges I have not given it to anybody else, I kept them to myself. I think every human being should do that, that the privileges of the nature of your experience must be in your hand. Because when you try to act in the world, there are many, many forces. All of them will not always cooperate. Sometimes they cooperate, many times. They will not cooperate, many times they'll turn against you. This is the nature of the world, that's how it should be. World will never happen 100% your way, and I'm glad it is so, because if it all happened your way, where do I go? I'm glad it's not happening your way, little bit my way, little bit your way, little bit somebody else's way. That's how the world should be.